about the path that we choose. Your wisdom has built this house now. Integrity will bring your pride out. If you know how to pray the situation out, prayer is the answer. There is no folks together for some church, y'all. Some good music and prayer service won't hurt y'all. Even if you don't believe in the preacher, it's bound to be a few things he can teach you.
Yeah! children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Jesus,
we'll pick you up.
Jesus,
ooh, we'll
The homeless is still homeless. The poor is still poor. Yet we find billions of dollars to fund senseless war. And yes, we're fighting terrorism. What about the quiet racism? Dividing among ourselves. Somebody's crying for help. Heaven is listening. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows. And they may not play this on the radio, 'cause the devil don't want you to know. If we don't stop the hypocrisy, the nation will lose its soul. Then rather play music about money and sex, like we don't have no intellect. Somebody need to show some respect, 'cause God ain't through with us yet. Heaven to listen. Heaven is watching. Heaven knows.
Welcome, everyone, to Blog Talk USA. We are so happy to be here with you on this Wednesday night for Real People, Real Life, Real Answers with Pastor A.F. Reagan. Before we get started, I'll let you know how you can always find us. You can listen live by phone at 515-605-9375. One more time, 515-605-9375. You can listen live by phone, and for this particular program, press 1 toward the end if you have a prayer request that you would like to give to Pastor Reagan. You can also listen online at our 24-hour network, blogtalkusa.com, on our 24-hour Blog Talk Radio channel, blogtalkradio.com/blogtalkusa. Click follow. Or you can listen to us in podcast form on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, or on radio form on TuneIn Radio. Just type Blog Talk USA into the search bar one time and click subscribe once you find us. And finally, for tonight's program, the Wednesday night program only, you can live stream on Pastor Reagan's Facebook page. It's his public Facebook page. Spelling is A-Q-U-I-L-A. F as in Frank, E-R-N-E-L, Riggins, R-I-G-G-I-N-S, and you can watch the live stream of this program on that page if you'd like. Otherwise, you've got the rest of the ways to find us, however it is you're finding us. We just thank you for doing so. And now, without any further delay, here is your host for Real People, Real Life, Real Answers, Real Life Bible Study, Pastor A.F. Riggins. Welcome, Pastor.
Can you hear me, Ms. P. Ghost?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be on. Can you say Team Android? So we went back to Android, got me a Cricket X or whatever, ZTE phone, whatever. I don't need an iPhone. That's all foolishness for what I'm trying to do. We're trying to preach and teach the good news of Jesus Christ, trying to use all the multimedia we can. So we're going to go live on Facebook right now and start praying and make sure that works also as we're going tonight. And we'll go back into our subject. Father, we love you. We give you honor and give you praise. For you alone is worthy, for the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is worthy of praise. We thank you for all you're doing. And we thank you for who you are. Without you, we could do nothing. With you, we can do anything but fail. And Lord, we ask that you teach us your word. Let your word be real. So let your word relate to you. Let it be relevant. Let it be a rhema word. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, we're live on Facebook, and they're saying our connection is weak. So what I'm going to do, if you're watching me on Facebook, you're going to see the outside of the trees behind me in the front yard, because I'm trying to get to where I can have a better connection, because we're using the phone connection versus Wi-Fi tonight, and I hope you can hear me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, and if it's loud and clear right here on Facebook, give me a thumbs up, or let me know if you can see everything on Facebook and it's live. And we are live on Blog Talk USA. I want to thank Mr. Ron Spikes for the platform. Mr. Baron Glass being created the show. Mr. Pigos for being our engineer. If you could see me on Facebook Live, I don't know if you can or not. I want you to give me a thumbs up, and if you can hear me loud and clear. If you could see me or hear me on Facebook Live, send me a comment or put a thumbs up or something. I see a couple of people watching, but I need you to know if you can see me or hear me on Facebook Live. Can you see me or hear me? It's blurry. You said it's blurry. Is it better? Is it better? Now let me see if we can get the blur off of it. Okay, we're working on it. We're working on it. The new phone tonight, we're working on it. Let's see. Is it better? Is it better? Give me a thumbs up. Let me know if it's better. Let me know if it's better. Anybody can tell me if it's better, if it's still blurry. Is it blurry or is it better? Okay, here we are. We'll talk about the Holy Spirit tonight. He still says it's blurry. I don't know why he's saying it's blurry. I don't know. Somebody gave me a thumbs up. So maybe it's your phone if it's blurry. Somebody gave me a thumbs up. So somebody else tell me if it's blurry. My brother's telling me it's blurry. So anyway, we're talking about the Holy Spirit tonight, and this is the second week of talking about the Holy Spirit. And what's behind you, me brother, is shade. So, I mean, it's the bill, so I don't know. Can you see my face good? Can you hear me good? That's all I want to know. Can you see my face good? Can you hear me good? Saying connection is weak. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, and as we talk about the Holy Spirit, I want you to know the Holy Spirit is not some phenomenon. Holy Spirit is not just something that people got excited about or fad in our worship or in who we are as believers. The Holy Spirit has been with us from the beginning of time. The Holy Spirit has been with us from the beginning of time. So if you go to Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was void, without any form, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. In the second verse of the Bible says the earth was empty, without any form. There was darkness upon the face of the water. And God and the Spirit of God moved upon the water. Tonight I want to talk about the prophecy of the Holy Spirit from the Old Testament connected with the actual presence of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. Okay? I'm going to do this. If you look at Genesis 1, it says that, and there was water was there, and with the water being there, it was darkness there, but God's Spirit moved upon that darkness, upon that water in the darkness. But let us know that in our own lives, no matter how dark it may be, how troubling things may be, how much confusion may be going on, what you're going through, God's Spirit is always present to get our attention. Okay? The reason why we know this is because we are drawn to God by His Holy Spirit. The spirit of a man is within him looking for the Spirit of God. And we're drawn to God by His Holy Spirit. The Bible says, and darkness moved upon the face of the deep, and God says, let there be light, and there was. So, because I'm moving around, I hope you don't get offended by this. Let's sit down for a second, and I want to bring out this, the text that goes with Genesis 1 is this. Two things. Number one, it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Water represents life. Water represents life. 70% of your body is water. 70% of the earth is water. And so, water represents life. Jesus said to Nicodemus, I'm going to have to go over my memory almost. Thank God I've been studying the Word of God. Nicodemus, Jesus said to Nicodemus, go to St. John 3rd chapter, around about the 3rd verse. Okay? Nicodemus says to Jesus, I'm paraphrasing, but you can go study it right now, this Bible study. St. John 3rd chapter. Rabbi, we know your teaching comes from God, because if you didn't come from God, you couldn't do the things you're doing. How do you do what you're doing? And Jesus says unto him, marvel not, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? And Jesus said to him, what is born of the flesh is flesh. That was born of the spirit is spirit. You must be born again. You must first be born of water, then of the spirit. Now, erroneous theological teachers say being born in the water right there means baptism. No, it doesn't mean baptism. Jesus says, first you got to be born naturally. When a woman has a baby, she says the placenta breaks. And she says, my water broke. We know it's time to go into labor. You must first be born of water, meaning naturally be born. But inside of you, your spirit man is not alive. So you got to be born again by the Spirit of God for the Spirit to be alive. That's what you mean. Just as the Spirit of God moved upon the natural water in Genesis, the first chapter, Jesus says in St. John, the 3rd chapter, the Spirit of God will move upon a natural person and cause you to be born again. Let's say it again. Just as the Spirit of God moved upon the natural water in Genesis, the first chapter, so the Spirit of God will move upon a natural person and cause you to be born again. Say, Holy Spirit. Now, watch this. Not only did Jesus say this, that the Holy Spirit will cause you to be born again, and not only did we find that the same Holy Spirit was there in Genesis, the first chapter, is the same Holy Spirit that we find in the New Testament, but I want to show you something else. And God says, let there be light, and there was what? Come on, say light. And God says, let there be light, and there was light. Can you still hear me? Because see, my connection is weak. God says, let there be light, and there was light. Let me show you something. Job, if Genesis is the first book in the Bible, Job is the earliest, is the oldest book in the Bible. Let me say it again. Genesis is the first book because Moses wrote the first 5 books. But Job records the earliest history of the Bible. So Job 32, verse 8. Turn to Job 32, verse 8. Watch this. Job 32, verse 8. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Let me say it again. Job 32, verse 8. But there is a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. How many know that your spirit is inside of you? But God's inspiration will give you understanding. Got to stop and park right there for a few minutes. Tell him, say, Lord, I need you to inspire me. The Holy Spirit is sent to us to inspire us. There are too many of us who are discouraged. Too many of us who are confused. Too many of us who are hurting. Too many of us who are about to give up. Too many of us who life has thrown us everything negative. But the Holy Spirit is sent to inspire your spirit. Say, inspire me, Lord. I need inspiration from God. Let me go back to Genesis 1. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Can I stop there? In other words, when God spoke and said, let there be light, everything that God says does not return to him void, but is sent to perform what he sent it to do. His word does not go back to him, but his word continues to work in eternity. What do you mean, Pastor? And God says, let there be light. And the sun and the moon and the stars appeared. And then God says, let there be light. And man struck rock and found fire. And God says, let there be light. And man discovered all to make light with a torch. And God says, let there be light. And Benjamin Franklin discovered electricity with a kite. And God says, let there be light. And Thomas Edison had a thousand inventions to get the light bulb. Neon light, flashlight. Come on, floodlight, stoplight. Everybody got to be light under the sun, under the sun. You don't hear me? Because God says, let there be light. Light is still here. So just as God says, let there be light in the natural, in the spirit world, God will inspire you as Job 32 and 8 says, and God will give you inspiration. How do you make a claim? Well, Genesis 1 also lines up St. John 1. Go to St. John 1. Come on, we'll talk about the Holy Spirit, the prophecy, the presence, the power of the Holy Spirit. St. John 1. Say, I need God to give me understanding. He said, God would inspire me and give me understanding. Light naturally is you can see, means I get an understanding. I can see clearly now, so I can see clearly now. Come on, say, when I say light in the spirit world, it means I have understanding. And watch this, St. John 1. Can I talk for a minute? Say the Holy Spirit, let me show you, St. John 1. It's no phenomenon. It's not nothing new. It's not something weird. It's not nothing quirky. God's Spirit been with us since the second verse in the Bible. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. In the darkness, up on the water, God's Spirit moved, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Watch this, St. John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. And the same was the beginning with God, and there was, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made, it was made. And here was life, and that light was the light, say light of men. And here was life, and that life was the understanding, say light is the understanding of man. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness come in or not. And there was a man sent with God whose name was John. The same came for witness to that light, that all men through him might should believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of light. He's a true light that lighted every man that cometh into the world. So everybody coming into the world get an understanding because of Jesus Christ. He's a true light, but his spirit will inspire you. Of course, I need an understanding. Say, Holy Spirit, inspire me. So the very first thing to find out about God's Holy Spirit is that it hovered on the deep, upon the dark waters in the beginning of creation. But also, he was the Word of God with God, because God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit were together and said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. And then Job, being the earliest book in the Bible, even though it's not the first book, it's the oldest book, Job said in Job 32 and 8, God, the spirit within the man, God would inspire that spirit within the man. Come on, say, inspire me, Lord. Can I teach a little bit far? Say, Holy Spirit, the prophecy. Say, Holy Spirit, the prophecy. Holy Spirit, the prophecy. I'm moving around trying to get a good connection tonight because my Wi-Fi is not doing what it's supposed to do. Come on, say, Holy Spirit, inspire me. Give me a second here. Give me a second. Yes, sir. Give me a second. All right. Holy Spirit, inspire me. Hey, here we are. Now. Say, get it right, Pastor. I'm going to show you something else that's going to get you excited about this. Go over to, we're looking at the Old Testament now. Go over to Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Ezekiel 36, verse 26. All right? So Old Testament, God's Holy Spirit shows up. He will show up and move upon someone. The Holy Spirit of God will move upon Moses. And Moses will perform a great deed and a great act. Holy Spirit will move upon Samson. And he will take over and kill some Philistines. Holy Spirit will move upon David. And he danced. Come on. Out of his clothes. Holy Spirit will move upon Elijah and carry him here and carry him there. Holy Spirit will move upon Ezekiel. Holy Spirit will move on Elisha. And he will pray for somebody. But in the New Testament, say New Covenant, the Holy Spirit is going to get inside of us. And the Holy Spirit comes to abide with us. Holy Spirit comes to live with us. God don't want to just move upon you. God wants to be in you. Ah! So the Holy Spirit will be in me. The same Spirit that move upon the waters, upon the deep of the earth, will come and live within us. Come on, say, give me the prophecy of it. And then I'll give you the fulfillment. Ezekiel 36. Can you walk with me tonight? Ezekiel 36, verse 26. It says this. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk, in my statutes. You shall keep my judgments and do them. Jesus says, God says, I will put my spirit within you. Come on, say, Holy Spirit, come on. Come to live in me. Say, Holy Spirit, come to live in me. Say, Holy Spirit, come to live in me. Say, I'll put my spirit in you. And then I will come and you will walk in my statutes. That's the 36th chapter. 37th chapter, verses 1 through 14. I'm not going to read them. I'll paraphrase it. And God brought Ezekiel out to a valley of dry bones. I know you heard about this in Sunday school. Something strong about how the bones connected the knee bone to this bone and the ankle bone to that bone and the elbow bone. You know, the valley of dry bones. Lay it out there. He says, prophesy. Preach to the dry bones, Ezekiel. And Ezekiel speaks, preach to the dry bones. And they're all connected. They're all connected, all the bones. And then God put the muscle and sinews upon the bones. But they laid out there, still dead. Corpse. But then he said to Ezekiel, come on. Ezekiel 37, verse 9. He said, prophesy unto the wind. Son of man said to the wind, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds. Oh, brethren, breathe on these slain and they live. I prophesied his commandment. And breath came in and they lived, stuck with them a great army. He prophesied from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And guess what? A great army stood up. The wind was the Holy Spirit. He says, look what he says. The Lord says in the 14th verse, I'll put my spirit in you, you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land, you shall know. The Lord God has spoken it. When he prophesied to the north, the south, the east, the west winds, they came so that life may come back to the great army. Of course, there's a mighty army rising up. But the wind represented the Holy Spirit. Yeah, that's good, Pastor. That's what Ezekiel in the valley of dry bones. How do you know this happens in the new covenant? Go to St. John 3 again. I told you I'm going to work with you tonight. St. John 3. I want to show you the prophecy being fulfilled in the new covenant. St. John 3, the Holy Spirit. St. John 3, Jesus talking to Nicodemus again. Remember Nicodemus coming to Jesus by night? Nicodemus says, how do you do these things? Jesus says, you must be born again. That was born in flesh is flesh. That was born in spirit is spirit. You must be born again. Look at St. John 3. Look at verse 6. That was born in flesh is flesh. That was born in spirit is spirit. 7. Marvel not. I said, you must be born again. Verse 8. The wind blowing where it listed. You hear the sound now, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone born in the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. What do you mean, Pastor? Just as the wind came to the valley of dry bones, came from the north, south, east, and west, God's Spirit comes and goes. Nobody can control it but God. That Spirit of being you, and no one can control you but the Spirit of God. Good God Almighty. See, In other words, you won't be able to, you're going to surrender to God, and God's own spirit control you, not even your own flesh will control you. Your own mind, come on, will submit to the Spirit of God, and the things that you used to do and think about will change. And actions you used to take, come on, God will rearrange. And the thoughts you used to have, God will upgrade you. Come on, and things you used to do, you won't do them anymore, because the Spirit of God will come into your life and change you. And no human being won't even be able to control you. Not that you're out of control in a while, but you submitted to God and not to man. You're not even submitted to yourself. And a great army is rising up. There's a mighty army rising up. Come on, say, there's a powerful army rising up. Those of us who have the Spirit of God within us to move and act in the earth realm to bring God's will, come on, from heaven down to earth. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God, come on, being fulfilled. The earth be about earth, be about heaven. Whatever you loose, earth be loose in heaven. Good God Almighty. Say, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Watch this. Show you something. Show you something. Joel 2:23-29. Come on, say the prophets. Joel 2:23-29. Joel is a minor prophet. Ezekiel is a major prophet. Joel is a minor prophet. He sees the restoration of God's people. And then he sees the future of what God's going to do. Terrence said, God's about to cause me to live in overflow. Tell somebody something about to live in overflow. Tell us that overflow is coming. Joel 2:23. How many want a revival from God? Who's looking for a revival? Who wants a revival? Who wants an overflow in your life? Who wants God to move great and mighty in your life? Who's tired of life handing you trouble and trials and tribulation and you can never overcome? Who's tired of being at the bottom and want to go to the top? Who's tired of lack and want to be fulfilled? I'm about to give you the prophecy of this. Tell me, say, overflow, then outpouring. Say, overflow, then outpouring. So Joel, 2nd chapter, 23rd verse. Be glad, you children of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord, your God, for he's given you the former rain, mortally. He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain in the first month. What do you mean, Pastor? First of all, God wants us to change our attitude. Come on, say the Holy Spirit is available. The Holy Spirit, come on, wants to fill us, but we got to change our attitude. In other words, instead of being negative, instead of complaining, instead of poor-mouthing our lives, instead of bad-mouthing folk, instead of gossiping and worrying about things, instead of complaining about what we don't have, instead of talking negativity in our lives, be glad and rejoice. Come on, say, I got to praise God for my breakthrough. I got to worship him, come on, until I get the breakthrough. I've got to open my mouth and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Rejoice and be glad, O Zion, good God Almighty. Say, rejoice and be glad. Because God's going to cause the rain to come. Say, the rain is a revival. Say, the rain is the restoration. The rain is God coming down and showing his presence in our life. Because they rain on me, God. Rain, Holy Spirit. Send down the refreshing. Send down the restoration. Send down, good God Almighty, the presence. And when that happens, tell us the overflow is coming. Tell us I'm going to reap the harvest of the overflow. The floor should be full of wheat. And the fat shall overflow with wine and all. Come on, say, I'm going to get fat. I got bread. Come on, say bread. I have wine. I have all. Come on, say, God will restore me naturally and supernaturally. God will restore me in what I need for myself to live as a human being, but God also restore me spiritually. God said, I'll give you a whole, complete healing. A lot of folks keep talking about what God want to do for us financially and all what God bless us materialistically. But God says, wait a minute, if that's what I'm going to do for you, that's just the beginning of what I want to do for you. I will restore you spiritually and cause you to have power to dominate. So you don't just have to get something from me, but you can make something for yourself. You don't have to try to get over, but you can, come on, you hear me? You can jump over and become more than enough. You don't have to just try to survive. You can thrive. Good God Almighty. There's an overflow, then there's an outpouring that God wants to put in your life. It's an outpouring. Says, I'm pouring, God wants to put in your life. And then God says, after that, he said, you're eating plenty. He said, I'm going to restore everything. The years of locusts I've eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, The promo one, video great, all that. I said, everything been stolen, got some restored to you. All the years you lost, I'm giving it back. Everything the enemy is eating up from you. The habits eating up from you. Your attitude is taken away from you. Bad decisions in your life. Because the doctor, I'll restore all of it back to you. Good God Almighty. You should eat in plenty, be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. Have done you wonders, and my people should never be ashamed. And you should know I'm the Lord the God, Mr. Israel. You should never say, and after that, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. Good God Almighty. God says, I'll pour out my spirit coming. Say prophecy. Joel 2, 28. We're looking at Acts 2. We're going to deal with this for a couple of weeks out of Acts 2nd chapter. Look at Acts 2. On the day of Pentecost, they're all in one place. On one accord. So like a rushing mighty wind. Holy Spirit filled all everybody in the house. Tongues of fire filled in the head. They all began to speak in tongues in other languages. 16 different languages of countries over there. They thought they were drunk. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Peter said, listen here, men, we're not drunk. It's supposed it's 9 o'clock in the morning. 14th verse, Acts 2nd chapter. But he spoke to Joel. In the last day, I'll pour my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. The young men should see vision. Old men should dream dreams. He'll say, he fulfilled that prophecy on the day of Pentecost. We're going to preach about Pentecost in a couple of weeks. But here's the deal. God says, I'll give you an outpouring of my Holy Spirit in your life. And he guess what happened? He says, my sons and daughters are going to preach. Not just talking about pulpit preaching. Not talking about pastoral preaching. We're not talking about being an apostle or a teacher of that, which by every believer is called to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You open up your mouth and folk hear the wondrous things of God. You open your mouth, you got a testimony because you've been through the test. You open your mouth and you can proclaim what who God is because what God's done for you. Because you will preach, sons and daughters, and young men shall see visions. Come on, say visions. Old men will dream dreams because they're outpouring of God's Spirit. Brings me to my last point tonight. Zechariah 4 and 6 says this, another prophet, a minor prophet. Because it's not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Jesus says in Luke 24, you should be endued with power. Say, wait for the promise of the power. Acts 1 and 8 says you should receive power. Have the Holy Ghost come on. Because I need the power tonight. I'm closing with this. Watch this. There's too many of us that are lacking power. Say, God would inspire me. Tell him to say he's going to inspire me. Tell him to say, God will. Say, God will. Come on. Give me understanding. Say, understanding. Say, Holy Spirit, give me understanding. God will, say, God will, say, Holy Spirit, come say, bring me back to life. Say, bring me to life. Come say, bring me to life, like he's called the great army to come to life. Say, Holy Spirit, I believe. Come on. There's an outpouring coming upon me. But finally, say, Holy Spirit, I need power tonight. Power to rise up out of my situation. Power, come on, to believe that God will, come on, deliver me. Power for my healing. Power, come on, for my victory. Power to break habits. Power, come on, to be encouraged. Power to walk right, as old folks say. Power to talk right. Power to be a witness. Power to live through a dark night. Power to overcome every enemy. Power to have the victory. Because I got the power of God's Holy Spirit in me. I've been authorized, and I got dynamite power. Because Zeus of me. Authorized. God's given me the ability, but also I have dunamis, because they dynamite. I can move. I can act up in here in the name of Jesus. I got power with God Almighty. Too many believers talking about they're weak. Too many folk falling by the wayside. Too many folk giving up. Too many folks say they can't make it. Too many folks say they can't go through. Too many folks say they're about to throw in the towel. But say, I've got power. It's not the time for giving up. It's not the time for giving in. But it's the time for going to the next level. It's the time to win. I've got power. Not my power. Not white power. Not black power. Not money power, but Holy Ghost power. Hey, not man power. Not your power, but Holy Ghost power. I've got power. Good God Almighty. I got power. Come on. Power when I'm weak. Power when I'm tired. Power when I want to quit. Power when the devil's coming at me. Power when my enemy is talking about me. I've got Holy Ghost power. Good God Almighty. Hey, I got power tonight. Power in the midst of storms. Power in the midst of trials. Power in the midst of temptation. Power to be an overcomer. Power to be a winner. Power triumph. I've got power. Not by might, not by power, but by spirit, says the Lord. So it's not my power. It's not your power, but it's the Spirit's power. The Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that moved upon the face of the deep in the midst of darkness. And God says, let there be light, there was light. The same power that Job says, 32:8. Inspire me. I need inspiration from God. Say, same power. Whew. The same power that Jesus said, Nicodemus, that you be born again, you can live. Say, power. Same power that Ezekiel says, a mighty, mighty great army is rising up. Say, the power of a great army is rising up. The same power. Say, he lives in me. He came to live in me. He's not a it. He's not a something. He's not a feeling. He is the express presence of God, the anointed one, the Christ that lives in us. He gives us power. Good God Almighty, I got power. Listening on Blog Talk USA, can you mute my line? But play the song Awesome by Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir. Awesome. As that song is being played right here on Facebook Live, we're going to pray. We're going to pray that you would understand how the Spirit of God wants to change your life.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Of the whole world,
giver of salvation,
by his stripes
I'm healed. My God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living.
praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. He in the valley can hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals when I'm broken. Strength when I'm weak, and praise his holy name. Tonight I want to pray for those who need prayer, and I want to include in that prayer Medea, that's Baron Glass, mother, one of my good friends, one of my best friends out of Louisiana. She's in ICU tonight. Well, include in that prayer, but if you're listening tonight and you need prayer for healing, need prayer for inspiration, need prayer to be restored, need prayer for an overflow, need prayer for the outpouring of filling God's Holy Spirit, need prayer for power tonight. Won't you call in? You have to say your name and tell me area code, and we'll pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Who wants prayer? Let's need prayer tonight. Yes.
I tried to do Cinder message, but I'm unable to do it. Our friend Pamela is listening with her friend LaJoyce again, and they both asked for prayer.
Yeah, so you're very mumble and jumble.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, our friend Pamela and LaJoyce are listening again. They're in the chat, and I was unable to send you a message. They both asked for prayer tonight, and they say thank you for another wonderful sermon.
Thank you very much. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Someone else. We have callers on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that he moves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah. He moves in our lives. He moved upon the face of the deep. Hallelujah. We thank you for the inspiration that he gives our spirit, the restoration to restore us, the great army to rise up in the name of Jesus, the overflow to live in, outpouring of your Holy Spirit, the power that's ours in the name of Jesus. Somebody inside of my voice right now, deliver, Lord, heal, set free. Someone, Lord God, don't understand, have doubt and have fear. We cast out the doubt and the fear. We speak that they'll be inspired. Speak, Lord God, they feel you restoring their lives. Lord God, that they'll live in the overflow, but they have the outpouring, to have the power to walk right, talk right, live right, be a witness in the name of Jesus. To overcome everything in their lives that would defeat them by your Holy Spirit. Pray for Mr. from a dear father that you will heal her. Encourage Baron. Give him courage, Father. Bring healing to her body. Give him hope in the name of Jesus. Bring healing to our body in the name of Jesus. By his stripes we heal. Thank you for our friends that live in the chat room. Pam and Joyce. So Pam and Joy. Lord God, continue to bless them and encourage them. The others on the side of our voice are listening might not want to say anything. But that may, Lord God, your power be resting our lives. Like the dew upon the morning. Rest upon us. Like the power gives of our God strength, heal us. In the name of Jesus, we cast out every demonic work, every evil work that would cause your people to be scared and afraid. Speak. The power of God gives us hope. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, my friend. Believe it. Anybody sound my voice, don't know Jesus is a Savior. Confess your mouth, Lord Jesus Christ, the heart of God, raised from the dead, you will be saved. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Baptize us, fill us, Lord God. Let us seek it in our secret closet till we fill with the Holy Ghost. Let us seek in our secret closet till we fill with the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Moving us, inspire us, restore us, empower us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let us rejoice. Let us worship you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Starts every AF Riggins will try to come to you every Wednesday night. Start to his can live. 515-605-9375. Real people, real life, real answers. Real people, real life, real answers. Come back on Sunday nights. We'll wrap it up live at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. But tonight is when we get into the Word. This power in the name of Jesus break every chain. And God bless you. Our prayer.
Come on, use your key. Use your key.
There is power There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timmy, say, there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That said, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.